Hi, everyone. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are now in chapter 2, verse 12 through 16, and I'm going to read the passages. Verse 12, "For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law, written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or excusing one another, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel." Now remember, the context here in Romans chapter 2 is the righteousness of God's judgment. It is based on works. The Jew, in verse 1, looked down upon the Gentile of chapter 1, verse 18 to 32, and yet he did the same things. But we remembered last time in verse 11, we saw that God is no respecter of persons. Whoever sins is judged. That's the deal. The Gentiles never had God's revelation as the Jew had. Psalm 147, 19 to 20 reads this way, "He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord." So the Jew had a special revelation from God, which the Gentiles did not. However, the Gentiles still had a conscience, even though they didn't have God's written revelation. The early Gentiles knew right and wrong. For instance, in Genesis 20, Abimelech knew not to commit adultery. Go back and read that passage on your own. And also, again, remember the context here of Romans 2. The Jew was judging the Gentile who did not live up to his conscience, but the Jew had the written revelation of God, and he still disobeyed. It is as many as have sinned, as we just read in Romans 2, not as many as who are privileged, but as many as have sinned shall be judged. The Gentile, however, had a different standard than the Jew. The basis of the judgment for the Gentile will not be in accord with the law of Moses. So, God's judgment is based on the amount of light one has. The more given, the more required. And God also knows what man would do if he had more light, even though God may withhold light from somebody. For example, in Ezekiel 16:52, we read this, God is comparing Israel with Sodom. "Thou also, which hast judged thy sisters, bear thine own shame for thy sins that thou hast committed, more abominable than they. They are more righteous than thou. Yea, be thou confounded also, and bear thy shame that thou hast justified thy sisters." God compares Israel with Sodom, and he says, they were more righteous than you. And when you come to Matthew chapter 10, verse 14 and 15, the Lord Jesus says this, "And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." Ponder that principle. Matthew 11:21 reads this, "Woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes." So God knows the secrets of men. He knows what's in their hearts. He blinds and gives faith as part of his purposes. But Orthodox Christianity would confine the people in Tyre and Sidon to an eternity of eternal torment. And this is not a fact at all. The lie of eternal torment is just a horrible teaching. It's not found in scriptures. And so the Gentiles did not have the law, yet they had a conscience. They knew right and wrong, but they would either accuse themselves or excuse themselves, as we read here in Romans 2. For example, Adam was accused, so he made himself an apron, and he tried to excuse himself by blaming Eve, and man has been doing that ever since, always excusing or accusing himself. But remember, the Jew could not escape because he had the law of God, and thus he was more responsible than the Gentile. And remember God's overall purpose here in Romans 1, 2, and 3. God is showing man his sin so he can provide for him salvation through Christ. God needs his background of sin so he can unveil to us the gospel of the grace of God, and we rejoice in it. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. Thank you for listening today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.